how's things at the old school at the moment? We've got the film festival starting tonight.
Yep, that's pretty exciting. It's been a lot of planning and a long time waiting for this.
Yeah, well, it's been 18 months since the last one, has it?
Something like that, yeah.
Approximately, yeah.
Yeah, I think we changed the date to try and fit in better with the school so that the kids would have more time to do their
entries. The end of year projects were only halfway through in September.
Yeah, something like that.
When you used to have it, yeah. Okay. So what is happening tonight first for the opening of the film festival?
For the opening night, we have a short screening from an ex-RAFA, well, not ex, a previous RAFA entrant.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't, his name has escaped me temporarily, but he's living in the Gold Coast now and still filmmaking, so we're really excited to feature a film from one of our own filmmakers.
Okay, so I'm just looking on the schedule here, where is it?
On tonight, yeah.
Yeah, also the movie More Than Gold as well.
Yep, New Zealand movies, a documentary about Dame Valerie Adams. It's a very inspiring story.
Okay, and I'm trying to see, is it list the other film?
It should do.
Someone's crossed that.
There we go, yeah. Taike Huhi.
Oh, a short film from Billy Lee Pope.
Yeah.
Yes, and so he, yeah, in 2012 it says he won the Newcomer Award for the first Grom skateboard. For first Grom skateboard, was that the name of it?
I think that must be the name of it, okay, yeah. So MVP knows Billy.
Yeah, his name's popped up a lot around films in Raglan, so yeah. Making short films about skating and other things too, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so there's that and the Dame Valerie Adams film and an opening ceremony type thing.
Yeah, okay. Harkia, welcome speech, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and then what happens after that for the film festival, after today?
Then on Friday we've got our first showings of the RAFA entry films. There's two groups of them, both showings are about an hour long, group one or group two. So if there's something particular you want to catch, you need to have a look at our website and make sure you're getting the right one.
Yes. Are there brochures out around town?
Yeah, there should be. We've cafes. Printed enough of them.
Oh, yeah. They're all in a box. They won't be in a box in the old school.
It's also in the back of the Chronicle, and yeah, you can always pick up a brochure from us.
Yeah, but online too.
Yeah.
Okay, so are they grouped in any particular thematic way, or it's just divided
really just,
in half?
Yeah, more like, well, it's really just to make them fit into two even
things, I think. Sort of out with an hour and a half or an hour long.
About an hour. Each show is about an hour.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're showing both groups on Friday. No need to book any seats. You just turn up and it's koha on the door.
Okay.
And then or another one. Then they're on Saturday and Sunday too. I think group one on Saturday, group two on Sunday.
Yes,
before our regular movie screenings. And then last chance will be Wednesday the 22nd. We'll be showing them both groups again.
Yep.
Yep. And we'll have a People's Choice Award this year. So get along and make your vote.
So you can vote.
Yeah.
But you should see both sections.
Well, ideally, but, you know, if you haven't seen both sections, then we'll still take your vote.
You don't want to miss out on voting.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think that would be a bit unfair if we said, no, you can't vote, you haven't.
Nope. We took your photo. When you come back to the other one, we'll let you vote. Okay, and then there's the Red Carpet Awards night as well.
Yep, that's Saturday the 25th of May. We still have some tickets left, so...
That's here in the town hall?
Here in the town hall.
And what do you get with that?
There's a welcome drink and canapes and then a meal provided by Sasha of Kaiwaka Catering.
Yes.
It looks really good, actually.
And do you see films?
They show excerpts of the films because it takes 2 hours to show all the films, so we haven't got time for that in the awards.
Yeah,
to do too that many and present the awards.
Too many entrants these days. Remember when we used to be able to watch all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, so we just show like a movie trailer, a little excerpt so you get some idea.
Yeah.
And hopefully everyone will have made it along to one of the showings beforehand. So,
and there will be prizes.
Yep, all the awards, lots of awards.
And
Top Secret.
Top Secret. Is there money on the table?
Yeah, there is money, yeah.
Okay.
Money, but what's money compared to the glory?
Well, it's true. Yes, of course. I'm focusing on the wrong thing.
Some nice little awards that Chris Meek has made for us. We get a different one made every year, so some people must have quite a collection by now.
Yeah, yeah. I've got a couple at home.
Mm-hmm.
They're old, though, now. They're like 10 years old.
Oh, vintage.
Vintage awards. Okay, so that's the film festival. So check that online, folks. Is it a specific page for the film festival? Like if they search Raglan Film Festival?
They've got their own website.
Yeah, that's what I meant, sorry. Yeah,
raglanfilmfestival.co.nz.
Okay.
And we've also got the films listed on our regular movies page.
Okay. All right, so today's the 16th, so I'm looking at this weekend. There are films, just conventional films, showing anyway. through the weekend, because it's the weekend to do that. What have we got here?
We've got a second showing of The Holdovers, which is an Oscar-winning film. That's the one about boarding school in America where a student gets left over Christmas with a grumpy teacher and they all bond, and I think it's got a really, you know, happy ending.
That I've seen the trailer for that on YouTube. That does look quite interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be funny as well.
Yeah. Then the movie One Life at 7:30, I see. What's that about?
That's about a man who's been described as a British Schindler, basically.
Oh, okay.
And his efforts in trying to save Jewish people in the Second World War.
Right. So save more than 600 children from their doom, it says here.
Mm-hmm. Which is pretty amazing. Yeah.
Right, and we've never heard of him.
No, I've certainly never heard of him.
So, yeah, the British Schindler. Everyone's seen Schindler's List, surely.
Yeah, well, and this is with Anthony Hopkins, which is a big draw.
So, and it's been selected for the Toronto International Film Festival and the BFI London Film Festival. It sounds like something that everybody needs to see.
Yeah.
Like, just to correct our historical narrative, really. Yeah. Okay, so that's on Saturday. What's happening on Sunday for the films?
The Bob Marley biopic, One Love.
Lots of music? Do you know much about it? It's not like you sat down and watched all these films first so you can tell us about them.
No, it's not, unfortunately.
No chance. So, 4 out of 5 stars, says the Waikato Times. We've got that. And Kingsley Ben Adir plays Bob, but we've never heard. I guess this is one of these things that makes a film star.
Kingsley.
That's his name, Ben Adir. Yeah, I haven't heard of him.
Have you not? I think I have.
Have you?
I can't see what I've seen him in, but I'm sure I've seen him in something.
Yeah, and anyway, he's going to be in Bob Marley's film, the Bob Marley film, One Love. Is this the first time they've made a proper film, a biopic about Bob Marley?
I don't know. I've never heard of one.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking. What's been going? Why has it taken so long?
There's definitely documentaries, huh?
But yeah, oh, for sure. I mean, he died, so, you know, that adds that little extra fascination to people. And the other film for the weekend? The last
6 Inches of Soil, that's the Organic Week documentary.
Okay, so
regenerative farming in the UK.
A story of courage, vision and hope, it says, Shona. Mm-hmm. There we go.
And it's got a picture of a sunflower.
It also says the inspiring story of British farmers standing up against the industrial food system.
Mm-hmm. Now that one was very popular. We've shown it once already.
Yeah.
I think they've got a good market for that here.
Yes.
Lots of people who are,
especially
interested in this.
We've just had, it was called International Compost Awareness Week, which I didn't know was a thing, but now we do in Raglan because we had multiple events. And this actually, they said it was just a coincidence that Roger got in touch with them when he heard they were having the Compost Awareness Week and said, I've got a film, it's perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, just coincidence, but it's worked out well. Now, what else are we going to talk about, Shona? What else is happening at the old school? Stuff with clay. There's always stuff with clay.
We've got wheel workshops starting tonight, but that one's all fully booked. But we do have places on the next wheel workshop starting in August.
Okay.
So you can find details of that and book online on our website.
So is this where you learn how to throw clay at the wheel and make things happen?
Usually on the wheel rather than at the wheel, but it depends how fed up you get. It can be quite frustrating.
Can it? Oh, you've done it.
Yeah, I have. But it wasn't really for me, actually, but a lot of people just love it, eh? They get really into it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Can be quite mindful.
Yeah.
Just kind of feeling, getting the flow of it, you know.
So long as it doesn't, blow up in your hands.
Well, didn't usually blow up, but wobble and collapse.
That's
pretty much the thing.
Yeah, okay.
And then the other one we've got is in June, we've got a new hand building workshop with Clarissa Mikado, who's an amazing artist, and she is going to demonstrate her techniques for making nerokomi, which is a way of marbling coloured clay, either in random patterns or with plan patterns, so you can have checkerboards or stripes or coloured circles inset.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're going to do that one?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do that one.
So how many?
I've been trying to get Clarissa to do it for months. I'm so excited to finally pin down some dates.
This is happening probably because of you then.
Oh, not just me. Yeah, we've got a lot of clay shed people very excited about it.
Yeah, there's never-ending clay events happening. Do the clay shed meet every week? Do they, or there's a
every
members'
Wednesday
night?
Every Wednesday we have a members' night.
Members' night. So
5 till 7.
To become a member, what does it involve?
You just have to sign up online.
Do you need to have done a course first, though, or anything like that?
Well, that is a little bit of leeway there.
I mean,
we prefer people before they attend members night to have done a course so that they know what they're doing, because it's not a place, it's where all our members are working on their own projects.
So there's no teacher going around specifically helping.
Yeah, yeah. But there have been some people who have joined and taught themselves from YouTube and come along sort of during the daytime and been fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how it's done. Just contact the old school. The Whangaroa Writers' World, the latest Writers' Week is coming up. How is it? When's that coming up?
At the end of May, 28th of May, we've got the pop-up bookshop open.
Yeah.
Again, from the 28th to the 3rd of June. And then there's the regular events, the writing support group on Tuesday. That must be the 28th then. Yeah, okay, Tuesday the 28th, writing support group at 7 o'clock, and the old school readers club, book group, whatever we're going to call it, on Friday, 10:30 till 12.
So it's the writers group, that's the one Anne Neville was wanting to set up.
Yeah.
And I talked to her a few months ago about that.
Yeah, just for writers to get together and
so that was successful. That was successful, she got a group of people together and they're going to meet.
Yeah, she's had some people, yeah.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
These things, you know, you have to give things a bit of time to build usually.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people to get to hear about it. And
obviously
and
she didn't get zero people, so
yeah.
That's enough to build on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, it's quite a vulnerable position to put yourself, although it's a support group, it's still...
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're putting yourself out there. Here's my creative pride
I'm
and joy.
Sure, there's
shoot it down.
Writers out there to
yeah.
who are still, you know, gathering up the courage to come and attend.
I once, you know, years and years ago, I once wrote a blog and tell anyone in Raglan at all.
Is it still there?
Yeah, but I don't think it has my name on it. So yeah,
it's a secret blog.
Well, it wasn't like I was. I don't know. I just felt more comfortable like putting it to people overseas who I didn't know, who weren't part of my circle. So yeah, I'm just shy about that. Is what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you have on it, Aaron?
Oh, stuff. You know, writing.
We'll never know.
No. I've written stuff that goes in the Chronicle, so it's not like I'm invisible.
Yeah.
But I'm also not a writer either. I don't want to describe myself as a writer. I just talk a lot.
Well, maybe you should go along to the support group and
sounds like a writer. Sounds like I need it, doesn't it, the way I'm describing myself. Anyway, so that's happening. And a book club too. A reader's club.
Yeah.
And so that's, what day is that happening?
That's Friday morning.
On the 31st.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's just for people who want to talk about books?
Yeah. Anybody who loves reading.
Okay.
Just, you know, so that's one of the wonderful things about the writers program is also, you know, there's the other side of that is the readers.
Yeah.
We can cater for both of them.
And the pop-up bookshop with all the Raglan, most of the Raglan books will be there.
Yeah, we've got a few more. They keep trickling in. I can't remember who. We've got Susan Flight just joined. I think there's, you know, constant queries. It's amazing who writes books.
Yeah, there's so many in Raglan. I don't know, is it like this everywhere? If we've got this many authors in Raglan, there must be about 10,000 in Hamilton. That can't be right.
No, I reckon it's a special Raglan thing.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
And then the big event for the writers' program this month is the Come Together Writers' Weekend. So we've got two full days of workshops and talks and social events, opportunities to get together.
Because, yeah.
As you say, writing can be a lonely profession. And you can book one day or both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's some quite well-known, skilled authors coming to teach?
There are. They're not people that I know, but I know that Anne and... Tina Shaw, who've been organising it, are very excited about the people they've managed to get.
I know the name Tracy Slaughter. I've heard of her before.
Do you? She's doing a work in called ekphrastic.
What was that word?
Ekphrastic. I've never heard that word before. But they're going to use a photo as some kind of inspiration for flash fiction.
Okay.
If that means anything to anybody out there.
There we go. So Tracy Slaughter's an award. I found it while I was Googling or searching the website while we were talking.
There we go. Ekphrastic Flash.
Yeah. Tracy is an award-winning author of short fiction, poetry and personal essays. Her latest book is The Devil's Trumpet, a collection of short stories. And she's won awards by the look of it.
Mm-hmm. Lots of awards.
Yeah. Ben Brown.
He's hosting a... Whakapapa o te kōrero, no te hā ki te maramatanga. Beautiful name.
Yeah, okay. And
I'm not really...
In 2021, he was made the inaugural New Zealand Reading Ambassador for Children. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, I'm just trying to get some qualifications. Siobhan Harvey, pronounce the B? Siobhan Harvey, author of 8 books, including the 2022 New Zealand Book Awards long-listed poetry collection. And Tina Shaw and Anne Neville as well, who are organising. I think I interviewed Tina a week ago or so. So
Tina and Anne are doing a couple of workshops together, one that's all about publishing.
Yeah.
And one that's, mostly from that kind of point of view, but actually getting your work published, I think.
Yeah.
And then Siobhan's workshop's about character traits. Has quite a long one. She's obviously got a lot she wants to get across there.
And I can't remember who I was talking to. I was talking to someone a week ago, and they were talking about they're trying to work out how to publish books. And I said, go along to this workshop. Yeah. It's the one to do. Okay, moving on to other things. Are there other, there's more Writers' World events happening this year?
Yes, there will be.
A writing phenomenon happening.
It will, if you scroll up, it will tell us the dates at the top. Up,
keep going up. There's so much. Oh, there we go.
Some of these dates have changed slightly, actually. But yeah, the next ones will be in July.
Then August, then September, then November.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's it.
That's a lot. All right. I wanted to ask about The Lift.
The Lift is unfortunately still not finished.
Oh. But I saw a photo on Facebook. Someone's like working on it.
It looks like it's finished, but it's not actually working. So they have to come back.
So there's doors there. There's proper lift doors.
Yes, but I think the doors is the problem. Like they didn't open or close properly. So
okay, that's going to be a bit of an impairment.
Yeah, so that is definitely a bit of a blow to our dreams of having a functional lift by now. But anyway, they are coming back. They can't come back. They can't come this week because they're in Wellington. They can't come next week because we're too busy. So I think it's the 23rd. A Wednesday they're going to come and fix it.
And then we'll
once and for all, apparently.
And we're allowed to come and play on the lift?
Well, I can't wait.
Is it going to be the only lift in Raglan? Do you realise how significant this is?
It might well be, actually.
I never thought of this before.
And then we can have the heritage toilet block with the first flushing toilets and the first lift.
So the heritage toilet block is something that looks like a ramshackle shack out the back of a kitchen area.
It does, yeah.
Is it Rogers and the old school's dream that that get refurbished one day into its original state? It's kind of cool that there's a historical toilet block. I like that.
I know, I love it. The heritage toilet block, it's called. That's what it says in the sign, heritage toilet block.
be nice to it. Okay, all right. So that, the reason I bring up the lift too, of course, is you guys have still got a little bit of fundraising left to do for the creative space out the back.
Yes, we do. We've got the lift and then we want to put in a toilet downstairs.
Okay.
And then that will be the end of it. Until somebody thinks of some other wonderful idea.
But wasn't there another exit as well?
Oh, yes, the possibility of putting another exit in. So, yeah, it is a little bit endless. But then the next stage is nearly complete, and then we'll be on to the next thing. And we had a very generous donation yesterday from someone in the community who'd like to remain anonymous, which will be very helpful to us.
Yeah, well, that's
but
fine.
But we are still, as I said, we're unfortunately still looking, so...
Yeah,
come and buy a brick.
So what's the brick thing? What can you do with the brick?
You can have... 2 lines with up to 32 characters. So we've got all kinds of things. We've got pets' names and grandchildren and words of wisdom. Roger has no pressure, no diamonds on his.
Is that an insight into Roger? He's a bit of a mystery at times, but a little
Absolutely.
Bit of insight.
Well, that's why it's stuck in my head. I'm like, oh, look at that.
Yeah, interesting.
And then, just a lot of people's names or significant dates or commemorating loved ones who've passed away.
Yeah, okay. All right, so there's some ideas for you folks. So just get in touch with the old school. Give them a call, 8250-0023.
That's right.
Still has a landline, like the radio station. and is there anything else to talk about? What about kids' things happening?
Yeah, well, we unfortunately didn't get a grant for our kids' classes for the next 2 terms. So we will still be running them, but we're just going through a process now of trying to work out how we can make it work.
Financially, because they were subsidised. They've been subsidised up till now.
Yeah, we got a grant from the creative communities. So it's fair enough. I mean, they have to. There's lots of people out there who are looking for money to do all kinds of amazing stuff. And
I think they had a lot of applications from Raglan this time.
Yeah, we have been very lucky to have their support. So yeah, we just have to think about what's the best way moving forwards for us and how we can keep the cost down for families.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, we'll wait to hear from you about that. Yeah. In the meantime, there's still this term running anyway. Yeah.
There is. And we will definitely have classes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, we're committed to, you know, providing for the whole community. The clay sheds are not just for adults to go and play. We want to have offerings for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, is there anything else that we want to talk about from the old school events happening coming up? We've just had the market, so that's a way off. Live and Local just had that as well a week or two ago, so...
Yeah. I feel like we feel like we're frantically busy, but, you know...
What about Raglan Arts Weekend? Any news about that? Where's that?
Well, tomorrow I'm hoping to get the website updated with the... We've got all the content, very close to having all the content from the artists now.
Yeah.
And, yes, we're looking to update the website next.
And the Hatch, have they found artists for the Hatch, the Emerging Artist Exhibition? I know you're a long way removed from that.
Caleb's really taking care of that. I actually spotted him in the distance today, but this morning, but I didn't manage to chase him down and get an update.
Okay, we should get him in here for a chat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, all right, Shona, thanks for coming in.